Our guest on our program today, we have BJ McGinn joining us. He is now, besides director of athletics at Des Moines Area Community College on our Boone campus, well, for campus-wide, I'm guessing, director of athletics.
Correct.
But now executive campus dean on the Boone campus. And thanks for coming today, by the way.
Yeah. No, Jim, I'm happy to be able to come in this morning and just kind of visit a little bit about DMAC and our Boone campus and kind of what's going on out there, and just kind of visit a little bit.
We talked a little bit with Drew. Drew Nelson, he used to come in and visit with us, but he had told us that things were getting shifted, some restructuring. Pathways is something that DMAC has gone into, and now we have people that are over, again, trying to, I guess, reinforce the strength in the academics.
No, that's correct. So what has happened over the last transitional period of about, you know, 2.5 years or a little bit more, they've shifted to more like a university approach in terms of, you know, I have my dean of social and behavioral sciences, my dean of humanities and fine arts, which would be Drew's case, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe there's approximately 7 of those.
Okay.
And those are district-wide positions. You know, we'll just use Drew as an example. In his dean responsibilities, he covers all of the campuses within the district. And so his faculty is spread out district-wide, you know, for humanities, fine arts, you know, English,
yep,
et cetera.
English, literature.
Correct.
All of
correct.
That.
And so he travels and meets with those faculty members on the various campuses, oversees all of those instructors, which is quite a few. And that's how it's been restructured in terms of, and that's for every discipline within the college.
Yep. So they handle that part of it. You get to, on your interim position here, you get to handle just, we need to keep our day-to-day operations going. We need to keep moving forward and getting things done and serving the students and the people that are interested in coming to DMAC.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And, you know, let's preface this by, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about what can we do to provide our students with the best experience, the best education that we possibly can, right? So, in my role currently, as this interim campus dean, you know, I serve on the operations side of the house. So I don't necessarily have much to do with the faculty and the teaching portion, but I work with our buildings and grounds folks. Mm-hmm. I work with our housing people, the business office, the cafe, the library, and currently, you know, the tutoring area as
so
well.
The part where, because we do have a number of people that do take part in the HISET program.
Correct.
So that would fall in there too?
Correct, yes. So yeah, that's within the Academic Achievement Center on campus,
yeah,
right? So I work with those folks is kind of how it looks like it's going to take shape. And again, it's kind of a evolving deal as we go. But the good thing is we've got great faculty, great staff.
I was going to say,
people.
You got the easy part.
You know, my role is to just, you know, make sure that we continue to operate, like you said, from a day-to-day perspective, at a high level,
mm-hmm,
right? Make sure that we're organized. Make sure that everybody, as these roles are starting to, you know, evolve and fall and filter into place, you know, what do they all look like? How can we be the most efficient? And that's really what my job is, right, in terms of that part of the position. And obviously the director of athletics position, you know, that's will continue as it has been for many, many years. This is just an, you know, added piece. The good thing is that having been here, this is going on my 19th year, which is hard to believe. You know, came here as an assistant basketball coach in 2006, and I had a pillow and a couch and a blanket, right? So it's evolved since then. But that being said, knowing who to go to, knowing who we need to communicate with locally, certainly also within the community, just having services with different capacities, having the relationships to make sure that we kind of have a smooth transition, if you will, as we move forward through mm-hmm. this, because it's going to be a learning experience for everybody involved.
Yeah, and for those that aren't aware, all the campuses have been going through the similar kind of thing, getting executive deans to basically oversee their operation part. And it was a move that I know President Denson had really focused on going with the pathways, because part of it was building that rigor in academics, which on the athletic side, you always were kind of you guys have always been kind of sticklers for having performance from your athletes are students first. And that's the big thing. We have students first.
Right. No, that's correct. Again, that has always been something that, you know, those that I have come before me, as well as people that I've worked for in different places, particularly when I was coaching basketball, and transitioned a lot of those philosophies. And our coaches do an amazing job, right? They instill it in our young student athletes that, you know, you're going to handle your books first. Right?
Yep.
Because if you don't do that piece, then you're not going to be able to transfer to that four-year institution that you want to get to go to. So it's very important to me to make sure that none of our student athletes are ever in a position this time of year, right, summer, mm-hmm. where I'm 3 credits short or my GPA is 0.02 too low to get into this Division I institution, right? So our coaches and our assistant coaches and our faculty and staff all work hand in hand to make sure that we're doing a really good job of managing that and monitoring that, making sure that our programs of study are on track to be able mm-hmm. to graduate. And we're very proud of that. I don't know if you've seen this, but the NJCAA just released the Academic All-Americans and the Academic Teams of the Year. So to make a Team of the Year, you have to have over a 3.0. Of our 9 programs, 8 of those were all over a 3.1. And we sent 7 teams to national tournaments out of 9. So you can do it both ways,
yep.
but you've got to commit to it, and you got to have great people. You know, my role is just to get the right people on the bus, right?
Yeah.
And keep the right people on the bus. And if we have to make some adjustments with those that are participating in the travel on the bus, we can do so, right?
I was going to say, keeping those people on the bus, the leadership, your coaches, let's go with that, because success does generate interest. People do come pursuing your coaches.
Yeah, no, they do.
And for both the not just the performance of the teams they turn out, but the students they turn out.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And people ask me sometimes, you know, how come your kids get recruited? I said, well, first of all, they're going to get taught the right way to not only execute their craft, you know, on the ball diamond or the on the court, golf course, whatever, but they're also going to have the right study habits instilled in them. You know, our people are having study hall from 8 to 9 a.m. Where are we at with our online courses? You know, are we getting our assignments submitted on time? Are we emailing our instructors if we're going to be gone, you know, for a ball game, if we have a tournament on the weekend? Or, you know, when you're dealing with the outdoor sports, particularly spring, you know, all of a sudden it rains on Thursday. Now we got to play Friday, or we got to kick it back to Wednesday. You know, so having the ability to communicate with our instructors. And to me, that's part of being an adult. And that's what I really enjoy about being around these young student athletes, is seeing them progress as young people. And, you know, that translates into the type of people that you know, people in the workforce want to hire.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be on time. They're not going to call in sick all the time. They're going to come in and do their job, if you will. And I think that's something that is very important that we instill in these young people as we move forward.
Yeah, when you came in and took over, Orv was was handling a lot of that, and that was one of the things you've just continued on. To you have to be this way. You have to be the student first. And you guys have done a great job of like recruiting really good students. I mean, your coaches have.
Yeah, no, our coaching staff, I'll take them against anybody in the country, and that's head coaches, assistant coaches. You know, we've got some student assistant coaches, yeah. Even managers that are still undergrads that want to get into coaching. You know, that's one thing that I think people might overlook a little bit. We have people coming to us that want to get into coaching that may have played in high school but weren't quite good enough
mm-hmm.
to make it on the collegiate scene. And they come in and, you know, they're doing the little dirty work jobs to want to get in the profession, you know, filling the water bottles, making sure we got the uniforms packed or washed. But those little things are what contributes to the big success. You know, if you're walking on campus and there's a piece of trash, you just pick it up. That's it. There's no questions. We don't have a discussion. We don't care whose job description it is. Just take care of it. And that's one of the things that we've approached it. You know, there's many times, I mean, I'll jump on a mower or jump on the Zamboni or get some paint out or, you know, help out with whatever the case. And that's, but that's all of our staff is willing to do those things. And that's what it takes to have success. And I think that's one of the things that everybody's not afraid to work. And that's what we want.
Let's talk a little bit about where we're at here. Of course, now wrapping up the month of July. So I know summer-wise, most of that's all been taken care of. Fall, I guess fall schedule's pretty well established. You don't have to worry too much about that. You have the academic side of people to take care of that. But we do have people that are coming in, showing an interest. Do they come in and make contact? What's the process if they're thinking about, okay, I got to make a decision here?
Sure.
There's ever the ever popular FAFSA issue and all of that. So you've got people to handle the handle some of those and counselors here.
Yeah, no, we certainly do. You know, I would say, you know, door one, entrance one of the main campus here in Boone. You know, if you're looking to come in, set up an appointment. Our front office staff is fantastic at coordinating those things. Our business office is fantastic at working with people on the FAFSA or the other financial aid. You know, if you're looking for student housing, we have that available as well as an option on our campus here, which is unique because we're the only campus that offers that for DMAC. And so our student activities are fantastic. You know, they do a great job of having events for our young people and our students to get involved in, you know, on our campus and district wide as well. So, but yeah, if you're looking, feel free to give a call out to the college. You know, that will set you in the right direction. We've got, you know, five or six advisors that can sit down with you and just kind of talk you through. You know, maybe you're a student that, you know, maybe you took 6 hours or 12 hours in the past and hey, you know what, I kind of want to go back for this certification or maybe I want to go get my associates. We can help set you up and point you in the right direction to get you on track to earn that certificate or that degree.
Yeah, and unless a lot of people, if they don't make that contact to ask, they don't know what kind of opportunities are there. They'll say, you know, if I had this certification, I could do this, or I could, you know, especially with all the workforce things that you guys are. I know you got a chance to watch some of the workforce meetings earlier. Pretty impressive the number of people that are there. And DMAC is one of those vehicles to enhance your abilities.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. And DMAC has done a really good job of getting involved with those businesses in the corridor, right? So Boone, Story, Polk, Dallas, you know, all those counties in the corridor, and not to exclude anybody else that's in our district, but, you know, we're right in a hotbed, you know, of business, ag business, people looking for, you know, building. You drive around, there are so many construction projects going on, and we need people to fill those roles. A lot of these businesses, you know, will, you know, hire you as an apprentice or what have you, pay for your schooling while you're doing that, and then, you know, have a job waiting for you when you complete that certificate or degree. So there's a lot of different options that are really exciting right now. I think the biggest thing is just not being afraid to, hey, pick up the phone and call. Let's set up a meeting with a counselor and or advisor, and let's figure out, okay, this is what I'm thinking about. What are my options? And then how do I execute the plan and get there? And those are things that we are so happy to help with. And always look forward to meeting new people. It's always fun to see them walk in the door and have some ideas of what do I got to do to get better today. And that's what we want to be a part of.
Yeah, I keep looking at things like, I remember when civil engineering tech started and just how that, it just kind of was taking off on its own. Once it got set up and established, it did. You got a lot of sharing arrangements, again, academically with other institutions as well. You and I, a lot of 2+2. You know, and a lot of credits transfer. That's one of the part of the pathways thing, showing that rigor.
Yeah, no, I would say this, and speaking to this, having as a coach, having to make sure that my, you know, at our level, you know, our kids, and obviously we have those relationships, like you mentioned, you know, locally with some schools, you know, in the state of Iowa, but a lot of our young people, They don't know where they're going to get recruited.
Sure.
They could be out east. They could be down south. They could be on the west coast.
And you've had them spread all over.
And we have, which is great. You know, our brand reaches so many different, touches so many points in the country right now. The DMAC brand, it's pretty cool. And it's based out of Boone, Iowa, right? A lot of those kids tell people about their experiences here.
Sure.
And what they have, you know, have had. But yeah, so I think, to your point, It's been really, really neat to see the rigor of the academics. This is probably one of the, I won't say rigor, most rigorous, but I mean, it's one of the most well-respected academic institutions at our level, right? So our programs of study or courses are, I have not seen a place that doesn't accept a DMAT credit. There's a lot of places that may not accept some of those other institutions' credits. And so, you know, people look at, if I got to pick a kid from DMAC or I got to pick a kid from XYZ, I'm probably going to talk to this DMAC student first because I know that we're not going to have any hiccups in terms of what can transfer in.
Sure. So we do have, again, now a whole month, well, almost a whole month until, I mean, really, fall's coming here, fall semester is. Are you going, do we have everything ready? What else is happening on campus? Because facility-wise, you guys have pretty much gotten caught up with a lot of things. Got the usual routine things, again, with the housing. We know typical things need to be taken care of there because you got young people in and out all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're kind of just wrapping up a few things left in student housing. You know, we're working on some projects. I just spoke with Mark and a couple of his guys in the nursing wing. We just redid a nursing room, some new flooring and some paint. And so they're getting that set up, as you
they've
say.
They've got some new technology, too.
Yeah, there's
really cool stuff.
Yeah, no, there's some really, really unique things that we've got going on. But, you know, again, working on some of that stuff. But, yeah, as you said, I mean, the clock's really kind of ticking. We've got women's team camp for basketball going on today and tomorrow. The men have a camp Wednesday and then a team thing on Thursday. And then our volleyball team moves in Friday.
Ooh.
Because practice starts August 1st, which is a week from Thursday. So it's here.
It's here.
And cross country will be coming in the following weekend. And then really after that, you know, all campus housing move-in, I believe, is the 17th and 18th of August, and we start classes on the 21st.
Boom.
So, yeah, I mean, so it's here. But we're excited. We're ready to get the students back.
Yep.
It's always a exciting time of year with the young people and the things that they got going on.
So fall semester, and I know that obviously they had put that schedule and got that all compiled basically last spring, and a lot of people have been getting signed up for it. They still have time. Might not be able to hit some of their class. Some of the, you know, your time choices get narrowed down is what happens. And one other thing is a lot of them are getting back face-to-face. You still have that online option and opportunity, but a lot is back face-to-face.
Yeah, no, and that's an exciting thing to be getting back more into that face-to-face realm. I know, obviously, we had to make some adjustments when we went through the whole COVID deal. And you do see, you know, a lot of students are a little more wired that way now because they have some of that stuff even on their Blackboard programs or whatever they happen to use in high school even now. But I do think it's important. I always felt this coaching, but I think it's important to have those young people in the classroom, interacting with their instructor, interacting with each other, and not just, you know, texting each other back and forth when I'm sitting from me to you, Jim, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think those things are really important and exciting. I know there's been a significant effort district-wide and from the president's office, Rob, to really get some more face-to-face stuff going. Because interestingly enough, you know, in students with surveys and whatnot, and everybody likes their data these days, right? But just in conversation, they want to get back in the classroom. They want to have – because a lot of these young people didn't get that experience, you know. So this is kind of a neat new thing to them, right? So
back to it.
And I like that too. I can tell you also, though, personally for me, I like them having to – you know, there's something to be said about setting your alarm and having to get yourself ready to be in a classroom for an 8 o'clock class. You better be there by 7:55.
Isn't that a responsibility?
But,
an adult.
But I think those are things that teaches you as young people. And I think we've gotten away from that a little bit. And so I think this is a great time to kind of start getting back into some of those good habits that just transition and translate as lifelong, you know, skill sets that can help you moving forward.
So we got to ask you, because you guys have added a lot of activity, athletics. I mean, we had our basics, but I remember when we had softball and when it went away, when it came back, and you know, the success that he brought, that was able to come with it. But we had on the basketball side, success there, volleyball. Like you said, a lot of teams advanced on. People might not know about golf and cross country. We've got some, you've got a lot of programs going. Are we adding anything?
Okay, well, let's start with part,
what
A, part A of that question, what we do have. And yeah, you did mention that, but just to kind of, and I'll just kind of walk back, you know, I start last fall, you know, volleyball finished first in their league and made it to the national tournament. I believe they might have qualified. I think they finished maybe ninth. And that tournament was in Cedar Rapids a year ago. It will be back in Cedar Rapids this year. They did a fantastic job. And then men's and women's cross country both made it to the national tournament. The women finished, I believe, fifth in the country, and the men finished 11th. And then we get into the winter months. You know, women's basketball did make the national tournament, but they finished third in the league and won 22 games. So that's a very respectable season. And then the men's team won the conference and made it to the Final Four of the national tournament. And then we get into spring. Baseball won their region title up in Fort Dodge. And they went on and won the district championship when they went up to Minneapolis. And then they went out to the College World Series in Oklahoma, and they come back fifth place. And then softball wins their region, wins their district, and they qualified for the national tournament as well. And then on the men's golf, they won their district, and they finished third in the nation, which is our highest finish ever.
Third.
Right, and that's by like two or three strokes. So, I mean, so we're in the hunt for national title right there. So, and then the women had a very nice season, didn't quite make it to nationals this year. Overall, you know, 7 out of 9 teams qualified. And as we had mentioned earlier, you know, 8 of those 9 teams all had 3.1 GPAs or above. So you're seeing a direct correlation. And again, you can do it both ways. Now, moving forward, we are opening the door to esports. We've got a coach lined up for that. Working on recruiting. Obviously, it was a later hire, but we've got the framework for it. We've got a room for it. And so our goal, esports is unique, and I've learned a lot about it.
Not something we grew up with, right?
It's a little different dynamic, but you know, they have a full season in the fall and a full season in the spring, and they're both competition seasons. So you can essentially recruit all fall too, and then field, you know, some teams in the spring, and they're teams of three, some playing threes, some playing fives, and you play the same game the entire semester. I mean, they're watching film. They're breaking down moves. I mean, it's very interesting, coming from an old basketball coach.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a great way to kind of expand our offerings, bring in some different students and more students, which will certainly help, you know, with our credit count on campus. In addition to that, it will really, really help also with our student housing numbers as well. So exciting times. You know, we talk to face-to-face. We've got, you know, expanding the sports a little bit. Obviously, you know, nursing program continues to grow, CET continues to grow, and then again, the face-to-face offerings, you know, are coming back. So it's an exciting time.
Once again, people, if you are, or as a last minute, want to find out more about opportunities at DMAC, like we said, might not be able to pick some of those classes. That others might be filled up. You might have to take a different one, but if you want to find out more, maybe not even for parents, if you have a child or a young student that might be looking next year, starting to make contact now is not out of line. That's not out of question, too. And you've got so many high school students that dual enroll.
Yeah, we do. And obviously, locally, you know, we're aware of, you know, what we get, you know, Boone and Ogden, Madry locally. But, you know, a lot of times, and I'm going to speak from my compliance hat under the athletic umbrella, you know, as we're evaluating transcripts, you know, there's many, many students that we'll have between 50. I had one individual, I think, had 33 credits coming in. So you got to figure out kind of how to space that out. But that's an option as well. you know, to get some of those courses out of the way before you enter into that collegiate setting, which is always a positive thing. And you can, you know, space it out a little bit more, not be so pressed to try and get 15 or 18 hours in a semester to get done. So,
BJ McGinn, our guest on the program today, interim executive campus dean and director of athletics with DMAC here on the Boone campus. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Jim. We appreciate everything you all do for us down at KWBG.